questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
That's right, Sheikh Karimi. Thank you very much again for accepting my invitation to the program. For today's discussion, we want to talk about why Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam are called Sayyid and the sons of Prophet Muhammad. First of all, let's refer to this, why they are called the children and the sons of Prophet Muhammad, and whether they are considered as Sayyid or not, because they were the sons of the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So there are two questions here. First of all, why Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam, and by the same token, the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, we call them Yabna Rasulullah, the sons of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And second of all, are they Sayyid? Because the question is that according to Islamic laws, if your mother is Sayyid, you're not considered a Sayyid. It's only through father that you can be a Sayyid. So they were the children of the Prophet through Fatima Zahra Salamun Alayha, so they cannot be Sayyid. Mm-hmm. So the point is that, first of all, the Sayyid is a concept in jurisprudence, a technical term mainly in jurisprudence.
Yes.
And we have some special Islamic laws for Sadat, the plural for Sayyid. And for that, we have a definition. And the definition is that all the children of Hashim, one of the ancestors of the Prophet, all of them are Sayyid. And of course, it is only through sons and fathers. So for that, Imam Ali alayhi salam is also a Sayyid.
That's right.
So we shouldn't think that only the children of the Prophet are Sayyid. No, all the children of Hashim are Sayyid, meaning one of the forefathers of the Prophet. And Imam Ali alayhi salam himself is one of the children of Hashim.
Yes.
So he's Sayyid. And that is why Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are also Sayyid.
That's right.
So this is one point. And the second point is that, as I mentioned, this is only a concept. I mean, the fact that it is true that siyada is transmitted, if we put it this way, only through fathers. I mean, if your mother is Sayyid, you are not considered as her son.
You mean by blood chain, it's not considered as a Sayyid?
As a Sayyid. Okay. But this is only a term within Islamic jurisprudence. There are some Islamic laws for being a Sayyid. But doesn't mean that you are not considered as a family member of the Prophet, as an offspring of the Prophet. No, of course you are from what we call it dhurriya, from the descendants of the Prophet. Only there are some Islamic laws for Sadat, for that definition, through fathers. And the people who are called nowadays Mirza, meaning that their mother is Sayyid, they do not share the same Islamic laws.
Yes.
But for sure they are also, they belong to the same family members, to the same descendants and dhurriya.
And you mean by laws, for example, dedication of khums or something
exactly.
like that?
They are deprived of zakat and they are given khums.
Yes.
And it doesn't make much difference, of course.
Okay.
But when it comes to respecting the people, respecting, if you want to, I mean, respect the family members of the Prophet, the same people who are called Mirza, they are also belonging to the same family.
Yes.
And the next point is that, I mean, it's not a kind of discrimination against women, because if we have a man, a father, and he is Sayyid, his children are Sayyid, whether they are girls or boys. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
Now, having said that, there are a couple of narrations which clarify some other aspects of this question. There is an interesting I'm just telling you these stories to prove that Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are the sons of the Prophet.
Okay.
Because this is another part of the question, and also about the concept of siyada.
And we mean by son is that, for sure, they are the grandsons of Prophet Muhammad. But why they are directly referred to, as you said in narrations, as the son?
They are referred to as the sons of the Prophet.
Abna.
In a debate between Ma'mun, the Abbasid Caliph, and Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, we know that Ma'mun was interested in holding debates, and Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was invited. And Ma'mun is one of the Abbasid Caliphs, and we know that Abbas is also one of the Sadat, one of the offsprings of Hashim. So Ma'mun thought that I'm a Sayyid, you, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, are also a Sayyid, so we are the same when it comes to virtue. We belong to the same family, both of us are Sayyid. And Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam said that, imagine now that the Holy Prophet is coming to our session and he asks for your daughter's hand for marriage.
Yes.
What will you do? Ma'mun said that, of course, I will be happy for that. I will give my daughter to the Holy Prophet to get married with her. Then Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam said that, can I be happy with the same marriage? I mean, is it possible for the Prophet to come to me and ask for my daughter's hand for marriage? Ma'mun said that, of course not. Then himself said that, yes, I cannot compare myself to you. I mean, the way you are connected to the Prophet is, of course, different.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam says that once I went to the court of Harun al-Rashid, another Abbasid caliph, and he asked me some questions. One of them was that, how do you consider yourself from, I mean, as a son of the Prophet and as a generation, offspring from the Prophet? And the Prophet did not have any son, and he had only Fatima Zahra salamun alayha, and you are the grandchildren of the Prophet through a daughter, through a girl. This is Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha. And Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam said the following, which also proves the fact that Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, they are the reason they are called the sons of the Prophet. In chapter An'am, verse 84, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا. And we gave him that is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, we gave him Isaac, Ishaq, and Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam. Kullan hadayna, we guided each of them. Wa Nuhan hadayna min qabl, and Nuh we had guided before. Wa min dhurriyatihi Dawuda wa Sulaymana wa Ayyuba wa Yusufa wa Musa wa Harun. And from his offspring, David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Harun. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. And thus we do reward the virtuous. And the next verse, 85, reads, وَذَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَا وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ. And Zakaria, John, Jesus, and Ilyas. So the point is that in this verse, all these prophets are considered as the children and offspring of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam says that, I asked Harun that, O Harun, who is the father of Jesus? He says that Jesus did not have any father. It was only Mary as his mother. Then Imam al-Qadim alayhi salam tells him that, so why in this verse, Jesus alayhi salam is considered as one of the children of Ibrahim? Isa doesn't have any father. So his relation to Ibrahim alayhi salam is only through his mother, Lady Maryam salamullahi alayha. So this verse is confirming the fact that people can be considered as a descendant of another person through mother too. Okay. Isa alayhi salam is considered as one of the children, wa min dhurriyatihi, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, while he didn't have any father. It was only through mother.
That's right. So sorry, in the Arab Peninsula, the father had, I think the blood of the father was really important, isn't it?
I think
so. So many ambiguities now are considered this, that why, for example, the line of your imams are not related to the Prophet of Islam. Is it so? Because it's coming from the mother side, Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra.
Yeah, we are referring to some verses of the Quran mm-hmm. which prove that this is confirmed by the Noble Book of Quran uh-huh. too. This was one verse. In another verse, in Tafsir al-Ayyashi, it's been mentioned that once Hajjaj asked for a person called Yahya ibn Muammar, and Hajjaj told him that, "I've heard that you call Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam as the sons of the Prophet. I have read the Quran fully. I didn't find any verse referring to this point." Yahya says that, "Have you recited chapter Al-An'am? In chapter Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same verse, the verse that I recited, that Isa is one of the offspring of yes. Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Right.
Was Isa one of the offspring of Ibrahim?" Hajjaj said that yes. And then he said that, "Did he have any father?" He said no. So the relation between Isa and Ibrahim alayhi salam was through his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hajjaj said that you're right. This is in Tafsir al-Mizan, volume 7, page 261. There is another very interesting narration which refers to different aspects of this question. Abu al-Jarud, one of the companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, says that the Imam told me that, "Why do people say about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam?" Meaning that non-Shi'as. Abu Jarud says that, "I told the Imam that they claim that Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam are not the sons of the Prophet." Imam asks, "So how do you argue against them?" He says that we refer to the verse of Min Dhurriyyati Dawood wa Sulaiman, the yes. verse that I recited.
Yes.
Then the Imam says that, "So what is their answer?" So we are going to the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
Abu Jarud says that they say that they claim that this is not, although they might be called sons, but this is not a son through blood. Then the Imam says that, "So what is your answer?" Here we have another verse referring to the fact that no, explicitly Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam are called Ibn in the Noble Book of yes. Quran, which referring to the fact that they are, sons of the Prophet through blood too. And that is the famous verse of Mubahala, chapter Ali Imran, verse 61, famous story of Mubahala.
Yes.
When the Christians of Najran came to the Prophet and they wanted to have a kind of mutual cursing with yes. the Prophet. And based on that story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Prophet that, "Qul ta'alaw nadu'a abna'ana wa abna'akum wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum wa anfusana wa anfusakum."
Yes.
Tell them that let us call our sons and your sons, our women, your women, ourselves mm-hmm. and yourselves, our souls and
your souls.
Yes. And for sure, all the narrations, unanimously in Shia and Sunni collections of hadith, refer to the fact that Abna'ana in this verse is referring to no one but Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein, alayhi
salam. That's all right.
So this verse is very explicit in that Imam al-Hassan okay. and Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, can be called as the sons of the Prophet.
That's all right.
And okay. then we have another stage. Imam says that, okay, what is their answer? They say that some of them, they say that in Arabic language, sometimes you call the sons of other people as your son. You call a boy, "Oh, my son, come to me."
Yes,
and
yes.
he's not your son. It has a figurative meaning.
Yes.
Then Imam says that, okay, what is your answer? He says that, "I recite the verse 23 of chapter An-Nisa. حُرَّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ And then next part of the verse, which says that you are not allowed to get married with those who are, your close relatives, the mahram. So Imam says that, ask them, is the Prophet able to, na'udhu billah, marry the daughters of Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salam? Of course not. So if this is the case, then it's not the case that this is in a figurative meaning. They are really the sons of the
yes.
Prophet, and that is why we have the fact that the Holy Prophet cannot marry their daughters.
That's right.
So these are some of the explicit verses of the Quran referring to the fact that Imam al-Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and by the same token, the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt can be called as the son of the Prophet. And when it comes to the narration, there are many narrations, again in Shia and Sunni yes. sources. According to which the Holy Prophet has called them as Ibnai.
Yes.
Hadan Ibnai, man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. These two, Hassan and Hussein, are my sons.
That's right.
And those who loved them, they have loved me, or Inna Ibnaya Hadain, Rayhanataya min ad-dunya. These two sons of me are two good smelling flowers for me. So, according to these narrations, the Holy Prophet has called them their, his sons too. But why they are Sayyid, as I mentioned, because of the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam is also a Sayyid. Because of the that definition in Islamic jurisprudence that all the descendants of Hashim are called Sayyid.
And we know that Prophet Muhammad, he did not have any son. So we can say his grandson somehow, we can say, emotionally speaking, replaced the status of a son for him. Referring, we can say, to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein as the son, the beloved, we can say, and the masters of the youth of paradise. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن